Iraqi deaths have hit an all-time high. The United Nations today issued a report stating that October's civilian death toll of 3,709 was the highest to date. Figures were compiled from Iraqi Health Ministry data, with about 70% of the deaths in the capital, Baghdad. The report also says that worsening security and increasing poverty has caused unparalleled population movement. It estimates 100,000 people leave Iraq every month.
Meanwhile, US President George W. Bush has announced he will meet with Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. The meeting is scheduled for next week in Amman, Jordan, and will focus on improving Iraq's fragile security. The talks will follow the Iraqi Premier's weekend summit with regional leaders in Iran. Apostolic Nuncio to Jordan, Archbishop Francis Kulikat, says the Iraqi people feel abandoned by the international community.
Well, they are expecting more from the international community. They know that international community is interested and committed to do whatever they can for Iraq, but they don't see the full power of this intervention in Iraq. As yesterday, UN Secretary General Kofi Annan said that you need to have better options for Iraq. And Iraqi government should think of getting involved, he mentioned specifically Syria and Iran, in the peace process. International community is slowly getting more and more interested, and they are taking, although timidly, an active role in the peace settlement in Iraq.